enough to cater for students with special needs, and what more can be done to ensure inclusivity in educational system. Maxim Forche took the microphone of Daybreak to the streets and compiled the following view for us all Daybreakers.
Good morning to the Daybreak crew on board. I am Tamjong Godlov, alias MOG, from Biame in Bui Division. Schools in Cameroon have started showing concern for children with special needs. This is because inclusion has been involved in the curriculum, but much needs to be done in 1. Sensitizing the parents to send children to school with special needs. 2. Providing enough didactic materials for lessons for students with special needs. 3. Constructing infrastructures that can best hold students with special needs. And above all, digitalizing lessons for students with special needs. Shalom.
Schools in Cameroon are not doing enough to cater for students with special needs. I must admit that teaching a normal student and one with special needs in the same class at the same time is not an easy task. I think these schools should rather create special classes with qualified teachers within the same premises.
Good morning. Schools in Cameroon are doing their best, given the fact that we are in the third world country. And in Cameroon today, some schools are actually struggling. It's not like at first that a person with disability is going to school and the teacher will rightly say, this child cannot be admitted in this school. Today, children with different needs, special needs, are attending classes like any other child. But more is still to be done. More can still be done. Building access into infrastructures are still not yet up to standard for persons with disability for inclusive studies. So inclusiveness is still lacking a bit, but they are trying. I think in the near future, it will be better than this. Thank you.
Good morning. Schools in Cameroon are not yet doing enough to take care of students and pupils or kids with special needs. I think this is due to lack of material and experienced staff. What can be done? Let there be opportunities to train more specialists to handle children with special needs. Equally, if there is a provision of teaching learning materials for the trained staff to use in training these children, I think it's going to better the situation, and children with special needs will have the quality education they deserve. Shane Binkar, Liberius, Nyeshembi, alias Sheo Terry from Shizong, Kumbu.
Good morning, all day breakers. Schools in Cameroon are not doing enough to cater for those with special needs. For us to better ensure inclusivity, we need to improve our educational system. We need to train more teachers who will take care of children with special needs, because there are a lot of difficulties when it comes to children with special needs. So they need to be taken special care of. Anyam Edison Penn is my name.
Good morning again, just Sylvester from Yaoundé. I think schools in Cameroon are doing their utmost best to support people or students with special needs. At the level of the government school, you go to most government schools, you see that they have created a means for students with special needs to get to their classes. They don't put only the stepway, they put where the children can use maybe their wheel and move up to their classes. And they train teachers and they have counselors also to work with students with special needs. So I think schools, especially government schools, are doing their best. At the level of private schools, they are still lacking, because most private schools, they just manage a small space they have and they do what they can do. So it's just to follow them up and see how to help meet up with these tasks, because people with special needs are really supposed to be catered for, because they have the potentials and they have everything like any other normal person. So they just need that support, that push, that tap on the back for them to meet up with others.
Good morning, David. I am Eric Tanto. Schools in Cameroon are doing their best as far as inclusive education is concerned, but they still have to do more. There are some equipment that are needed in schools to sustain this category of persons so that they will be able to learn well.
Daybreak on the national station of the CRTV. And you join us for the very first time. We're broadcasting live from Lonkak, right here in the nation's capital, Yaoundé. And of course, it's time we take on civility on the radio today. And